The Mishnah Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Dalar Mabeis teaches us mitzvahs ha'omer lahavi mi hakarv liYerushalayim. The mitzvah is to bring the omer for the korban omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, from a field, from barley, close to Yerushalayim. Laibika hakarv liYerushalayim, if the field next to Yerushalayim, the barley is not ready, so you could bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah, in fact, tells us there was a maisa, there was a situation, Shaba Omer, Mimokim Gagos Tzrifin. They came from a place called Gagos Tzrifin. And there was a story that the Shtei Lechem was brought all the way from Bikas Ein Tzoycher. So the Gemara immediately begins with a question, my Tama, why is there a halacha that the Omer should be brought from the place closest to the Beis HaMikdash, from the closest to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara gives two reasons. Ibais Eimer, one reason is because the Torah says, in describing the barley that should be used for the Eimer, Carmel means that it's moist. So if it's brought from a field that's near Yerushalayim, it will remain moist. Vibais Eimer, another reason is, we want to bring it from the closest place. The halacha always is, Eimavir Mala Mitzvahs. We always try to bring it from where it's, from where we don't pass over doing a mitzvah. And as the Yad David explains, what is the nafkamina between these two pshatim? The nafkamina between these two pshatim will be a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if the reason is because of Carmel, so this would be a din only by the Omer, where the Torah, as we just said, goes out of its way to teach us that the Omer that's used should be moist. But if the reason is because of Emavirim Elamitzis, then it would be a halacha that applies by all carbon omers. Another nafkamina, although Tosfos does say later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, Devarei Maskil Ein, that this was a halacha that only applies by the omer. According to the way we're learning, it should apply, if it's Emavir Malam Mitzvahs, it applies by all carbon minchas. Another nafkamina is, if the omer is that is available further from Yerushalayim, should you bring that omer? Is better, or should you bring that omer, or should you bring the omer that's closest? If the vart is because of Carmel, where the Torah is teaching us, I want you to bring the best. So it seems that if the best is further, then bring what's further. But if the vart is because Emavirim ala mitzvahs, then maybe you should bring from what's closer, even though it's not of the same superior quality, which really opens up a question, which we will in Mitzvah Shem discuss. When do we say Emavir Mala Mitzvahs, or when don't we? Do we always say Emavir Mala Mitzvahs, or do we only say Emavir Mala Mitzvahs when all things are equal? But if by saying Emavir Mala Mitzvahs we end up with a lower quality mitzvah, then maybe we don't say Emavir Mala Mitzvahs. Another nafkamina is, what will be the halacha if you passed the closer field? Do you have to go back to that closer field to bring from there the omer? The Sfasema says that if the reason is because Emavirim al hamitzvahs, so if you've already lost out on the Emavirim al hamitzvahs by going further, and now you can take from wherever you want. But if the reason is because of Carmel, that we always want to bring from the moistest tefuah, and the closer to Yerushalayim the tefuah is, the better, the more likely it is to be moist, says the Sfas Emes, then you would have to go back to the closer field. The Brisk Rav takes a whole different approach to what we've been discussing. And the Brisk Rav says a very important vart. He says, yes, indeed, the Gemara comes up with different reasons where we should take the Omer from. Should we take the Omer, why we should take the Omer from the closest field? Is it because of Carmel? Is it because of Eimavir Malamitzvahs? But says the Brisk Rav, once Chazal in our Mishnah established that you're supposed to take the Omer from the closest field, that's the halacha. And the details, Carmel, Eimavir, Malamitzvahs, no longer play a role. You're always supposed to take it from the closest field. So very clearly we hear in our Gemara that there's a halacha of Eimavir, Malamitzvahs. And the Mechilta teaches us, how do we know this halacha of Eimavir, Malamitzvahs? The pasuk says, V'shamartem es ha-matzois, Rabbi Yoshua Omer al tikri kein, el v'shamartem es ha-mitzvahs. K'derech sh'eim ha-chmitzim es ha-matzah, just like we have to be careful to make sure that the matzah doesn't get delayed, kein ein machmitzim es ha-mitzvah. We may not delay a mitzvah. El bo mitzvah yotcha, if the opportunity to do a mitzvah comes to you, aseh yisoy miyod. Rashi in Masech de Moed Cotton, Daf Tes Amin Aleph, Divrei Amask of Aksiv, says the Pasuk says, Orech Chayim Pentefalis, says Rashi, that Pasuk comes to teach us, Komitzvah Shabal Tovel Yotcha, whenever you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, Asei Oysoi, do it. Ben Gedoyle, Ben Ktana, whether it's a big mitzvah, whether it's a small mitzvah, Val Taniach Ktana Vemnei Gedoyle. And just do the mitzvah that you can have an opportunity immediately. And the Rambam and the Pirish Mishnayos on Masech Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, says, have absorbed a mitzvah kala kebechamura she'i atu yedei matan schor shal mitzvahs, says Rashi, says the Rambam, a mitzvah say, we don't know by mitzvah say which mitzvah there's more schar, which mitzvah there's less schar, and that's why we're obligated, explains the Rambam, to do all mitzvahs say, and that's also, says the Rambam, the reason for Eimavir Malamitzvah. Because you know why Eimavir Malamitzvah? Because we don't know which mitzvah is more important, less important. Do every mitzvah. The Chaya Odom says in Klal Samaches, Sif Yud Aleph, says that the halacha of Eimavir Malamitzvahs is a din d'oraisa, very much based on what we said a moment ago, because it's based on the pasuk of v'shamarta mesa matzos al tikri mitzvah matzos al matzos. Ritvaz disagrees, and he says that it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. The Divrei Malkiel adds a new dimension. He says, part of the reason for Eimavir Malamitzvah is because if you don't do that, you're being mevazed the mitzvah. So here we very much see there's a halacha of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. There's a question. The Gemara in Masech de Soita, Daf Chof Beis Amin Aleph, says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we learned the schar one receives for doing a mitzvah for an almana. There was a situation where there was an almana who had a shul in her neighborhood. And she would go daven every day in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan. Amla Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked her, Biti, Haresh Beis HaKnesses B'Shchunasecha. There's a shul in your neighborhood. So why do you come all the way here? Amla. So she responded, Rebbe, V'loi Schap Sius Yeshli. Don't I get Schar Halicha for going further? Says the Magen Avraham, Ar Chaim Simet Tzadik Sif Kotten Chof Beis. From here we see the halacha of schar halicha to going to a shul, and that's why you should daven in a shul that's further. So many achroinim ask, here we see in our Gemara that ein mavir mala mitzvahs, and that the halacha is you should go to the closer field to pick the omer. There we see there's a mitzvah of schar halicha. So there are many terutzim given. One teretz, which is offered by the Sha'as HaTshuva Zichr and Yehuda, is here, by going to the closer field, the mitzvah will be done quicker. There, the person is, and this is a very important element, point, yes, the schar halicha. And like the Magen Avraham and the Gemara actually is teaching us, Schar Halicha is critical. But Schar Halicha certainly cannot take away the obligation to do the mitzvah right. So there, all the woman who went to daven early did was she went to daven earlier in the, she went to daven in the shul that was further, but it wasn't at the expense of davening. She came to shul on time. It was at her own expense that she had to get up earlier, walk further. That's when there's no point of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah. But here, by taking it from the further field, it will affect the mitzvah. Another teretz that the Stechemed says, and a lot of Achroidim say, that there she wasn't passing, she walked to the further shul without passing a shul where they were davening. Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs only applies when you're walking by a shul where they are currently davening or about to daven. But if you're not walking by such a shul, there's no issue of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amen Aleph, quotes a machloikis. The pasuk says, "Baruch Ata Beir." Rav Amar Shebeis Chesomach LeBeis HaKnesses. Rav Yochanan Amar Shebeis HaKnisei Somach LeShulchanas. So, according to Rav Yochanan, the brach is that the Beis HaKisei is near your home, but not regarding the Beis HaKnesses. Many Achronim want to suggest that the machloikis there is when do we say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs? The Mandama said, Beis HaKnesses Samach LeBeischa, says you should try to have a shul close by. The other Mandama says you should have a Beis HaKisei close by, but a shul not, because we want you to have Schar Halicha. And they want to connect it to our Gemara. Our Gemara that says that the reason you bring the Omer from close to Yerushalayim is because there's a special rule of Carmel. If not that there was a special rule of Carmel, we wouldn't say bring from close. On the contrary, walk to do a mitzvah. Be matriach yourself to do a mitzvah. The other mandama holds Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, and we always want to do it in the quickest way possible. Others want to say you can't bring a raya from there because a woman is not mechuyev in tefillah b'tzibur. So therefore, it's not a raya. Another point that they want to make is, we've discussed this, that, and we mentioned this at the beginning of our shir, Reb Yochanan davened in a Beis HaMedrash. And the shul that was closer to this Amonis home was a Beis HaKnesses. And there's an opinion, the Gemara says in himself, the Brachis, the Makom Nina, Shomtei Tefillah, it's preferable to daven in a Beis HaMedrash. So, though usually there's a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, We do not say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs when by doing the mitzvah the other way, you could do it in a better way. And therefore, this woman who was davening in a better place, which was a Beis HaMedrash, did not have a problem with Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. The Maral Miprag has a whole different approach to answering this question. His approach to this question is that you can't, that indeed, there's usually, as we're saying in our shir, a halacha of emavir malamitzvahs. But going to davening is a different type of a mitzvah. He says, what's the whole point of davening? The whole point of davening is to get closer to Hashem. So when a person is walking to shul, even though it technically looks to us like he's emavir malamitzvahs, it looks like he's walking by it looks like he's giving up doing a mitzvah. He's really not giving up doing a mitzvah because he's doing the mitzvah of what davening is all about. Davening is all about getting close to Hashem. And therefore, walking to shul is doing the exact same thing as davening in a shul because you're working on getting closer to Hashem. Therefore, even if normally we would say the halacha of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah, here we don't say that klal, but when it comes to walking to shul, we don't say that klal of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah.